Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I tell you, it's March, and I don't know where it came from because it seemed like the year went really fast so far. But that means March, that means that there's drag racing, that's going on, starting today. And so a little bit later, we're going to be joined by Jim Costa. We're going to talk about opening day. That's right. Opening day in racing because the MLB is still not open. All right. But quickly, we caught up with Parks in the Park, and, we're going to share that interview now, because it's moving its location from Cabazon over to the Rio Rancho Event Center. And so I caught up with Connie earlier this week. Here's that interview. And so joining us now is Connie with the Rio Rancho Parks and Rec. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And so great. Happy, one, that COVID's kind of opening some stuff up and we're able to bring back the Parks in the Park. And as I kind of said in the preview there a little bit, kind of kicks off the car show season. But you guys are moving to a bigger facility. Talk a little bit about whereabouts people can go to check out the Parks and Park, Parks in the Park.
Sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We are moving the show this year from Campus Park, from Cabazon Park out here to Campus Park at the Rio Rancho Events Center, out here at Civic Center near City Hall. And essentially, it's located at 2516 King Boulevard. And we are doing that because we feel like we've outgrown the space over at Cabazon. And over here at Civic Center, which includes Campus Park and the Event Center, we have adequate parking for both spectators and anybody who wants to come see the car show. We have had special events here over the course of the past year, and they've been wildly successful. So we thought, you know what, let's try our hand at the car show out here at Civic Center. So that's why we moved it out here.
Excellent. So couple of details there. The Civic Center now, is it going to be associated with, say, the Star Center there? I think it's called the Rio Rancho Event Center now. Is it also going to incorporate that as well?
Yes, that's correct. It's not the Star Center anymore. It's the Rio Rancho Event Center.
Okay.
And as we register cars this year on the application, we're giving people an option if they want to park inside the arena, which is the event center, or they can park in the actual park, in actual Campus Park on the grass. So they have a choice this year. So, yes, we're working together. It's a partnership with the City of Rio Rancho Parks and Recreation Department and the Rio Rancho Event Center this year.
That's fantastic. So the park, that's directly to the north of the event center, correct?
Correct, yes.
Tell me a little bit about, I've been fortunate to be there. Tell me a little bit about that amphitheater that's there, or what would you call that kind of stage area?
Yeah, we call that our sky room, and it's just this unique piece of architecture. It's can be used as an amphitheater. We've had several concerts out there. We've had the Philharmonic come a couple times last year. We host our 4th of July celebration out here. We've done several music in the park events, movies in the park events. We had our Winter Fest celebration out here at that and utilized that sky room in addition to the Fall Fest. It's this whole area between Campus Park, the Sky Room, and the Event Center has become just a great event space. And so, again, that's why we think the car show will do really nicely out here. And we're going to use that Sky Room. We're actually going to park some of the cars, some of the show cars under that Ooh. Sky Room.
That's fantastic. So we got so excited. We got started without saying when this is. So when is the car show?
Yeah, that'd be helpful, huh? So the car show is on Saturday, April 23rd, and it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
There's registration going on now. How would people register?
People can register by going to the city's website, which is Parks and Rec at rrnm.gov, or just the rrnm.gov will also get them there. They can search car show and it'll take them directly to the website. They can download an application and fill out an application and mail it in, or they can go directly to our ActiveNext site and do their application online.
So I was just curious, it's associated with the with Rio Rancho. Have you guys made arrangements for the weather? You guys written that check for having that Chamber of Commerce weather for that day?
Oh, David, you jinxed us. You're going to be on my naughty list. We have not. We have had such good luck with this show year over year. So everybody needs to knock on wood. We hope that we're going to have a sunny day. We run the show rain or shine, and
right.
The whole time we've been doing it, we've never had to cancel due to rain or inclement weather. We've had wind on occasion,
but
fingers crossed, we are going to have a nice sunny day.
Well, I definitely didn't mean to jinx you, but I think you got the ace in
you
the
might
hole.
Have.
You got the ace in the hole that you've got a facility right there. If you know. At least you have some time, you know, where you could see the weather coming, if you will, that you could do that. Single day event, or is it a Saturday, Sunday, or is there a Friday kickoff or anything?
No, it's a single day event. And, you know, we do historically we have had several participants, several car show owners who wait until the day of because of inclement weather.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see what the weather's going to be. So car show participants or car owners can sign up the day of the event.
Okay.
So that, you know, they can be assured that the weather is appropriate for their beautiful car.
Yeah. And I know how that goes. I've, you know, done a few car shows, and we even got to where we stopped pre-registration because, you know, I mean, we would get more cars that were there. But of course, it's going to be a big party. So what are maybe some of the other attractions or something that are going to be associated with this that people would like to come out and check out?
Well, in combination with the car show, of course, there's the arts and crafts booths.
Cool.
We have a variety of food vendors. We've got about 10 or 12 food vendors, food trucks coming out this year. And then, of course, between the cars, the food, and the vendors, Steve's cruising with the oldies. He's going to be out here, as he always is. So he's going to be entertaining us with great music throughout the day.
Well, it is officially a car show if Stevie's there. That's what we always say.
Exactly.
Stevie's
exactly.
a big part of the show, a big fan of the show. So we'll probably get him on before and see if he's got his playlist worked out. So we can we can figure that out. But if I, you know, wanted to have a booth there, if I was, you know, is there an opportunity for that? And where would you find that information?
Sure. Again, if you go to the city's website, there's information about for food vendors and non-food vendors. The application is on the city website, and it's also in ActiveNet, or they can call us here at the Parks and Recreation Department. We can get them that information as well.
And so with food or anything like that, is there things you need to do with taxation or anything with that as far as sales? Any additional thing you need there?
Yes. Yeah, so all of the people who participate as food vendors, they all have their City of Rio Rancho business license and all of their associated health permits and vending permits. Again, we've had several shows out here, so we're reaching out to some of the ones who are used to doing these type of shows and have all their permits and certifications in place.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. So public safety is really important. You mentioned some show cars. Are you kind of going through the applications to kind of look at that, or is there somebody that's maybe curating, you know, that part of the show?
Are you talking about what type of cars we're going to be having? Or
well, you mentioned that there might be some show cars that would be in the amphitheater, in the performance area.
Oh, I think I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, I think we'll probably have the winner of the last show, which was back in 2019. We'll probably have that show car under the Sky Room. And then I'm not sure who we're going to pick to put in the Sky Room this year. But, yeah, I might work with what's the car club? One of the car clubs to see if they
Can. Oh, sure. New Mexico Council of Car Clubs.
Correct. So we might do that. But I consider all the cars that come to the show cars. But no, I haven't decided yet which show cars we're going to be putting under the Sky Room or who's going to go where.
Excellent. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on this morning. Most important for the listeners is it's not at Cabazon. It's going to be over at the Rio Rancho Event Center. So if you show up there on that morning, you're just going to have to drive a little bit further north and a little bit further west. But, you know, no worries. You can still register day of. Once again, can you just let them know where they could get the information?
Sure. You can find information about Park in the Park on the City of Rio Rancho's website, rrnm.gov, or you can call us here at City Hall at the Parks and Recreation Department at 505-891-5015, and we can help you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll also have that information available for you in the Unser Racing Museum event calendar for the next couple of weeks leading up to it.
All right. So now you got all the information on Park in the Park. And coming up on the other side, we're going to talk to Jim Costa with Yearwood, and we're going to talk about opening day out at the drag strip. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio. 101.7, The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Today's opening day out at Albuquerque Dragway. Make sure you go to abqdragway.com to get a copy of the schedule. Going to get started with some Yearwood Street to Strips. Gates open at 11 o'clock. It seems only appropriate that the sponsor of Street to Strip would join us this morning. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing good. So are you going to get that electric car out there?
At some point. I got to get it out of the wife's hands. But, I don't know. I bet you it'd run mid to low 12s.
I think you'd be willing to see it. But, we need to put a car that makes noise next to it, though. That's got to be the weirdest.
Right. And it's all-wheel drive, so I can't even do a burnout. So that's kind of a bummer.
That's very much a bummer. Now I'm sad.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to start this off on a sad note.
Hey, got to ask, though, you've been looking for some help. Any luck on that, or you still looking for that, gem, that diamond in the rough out there?
We're still looking. I have a guy starting on Monday. We talked a little bit yesterday, and he's got quite a bit of car knowledge, which is definitely something we have to have. I can't teach car.
Right.
I can teach parts, but I can't teach car.
Right.
So we're looking forward to him starting, and we're still looking to add one more, very knowledgeable car guy that, maybe is tired of turning wrenches or whatever.
Right.
And, wants to take a little bit easier approach on his life. Maybe he's been doing it too long and the body aches. Not that, any of us would know anything about that.
No, absolutely not. I have no idea what you're talking about. But I'm just curious with, kind of the evolution of things. I mean, we're joking about electric cars,
sure.
But, there's got to be a lot of other new stuff's coming out as well.
Oh, yeah. There's new products coming out all the time, especially from the Holley brands. They I mean, they're by far the largest yep. supplier of the aftermarket that we deal with. And, you know, they're 40-plus companies now, so they've got quite a bit to offer. So it's always neat to see that happening. But, you know, right now, like the rest of the world, we are having some supply issues through the supply chain. One thing I never thought I'd say was apparently there's a shortage of rubber. Right.
Wow. Well, I guess, okay.
Who would have thunk?
Petroleum, know? I guess, right?
I guess, you know. I don't know exactly the process, but, you know, we're having trouble getting some tires.
Yeah. How about fuel? Are you having trouble with fuel?
No.
Are you good
with fuel? No, I've got so much fuel. We stocked up pretty heavy for the beginning of the season, you know, for the start. And I actually have to have it at, I don't have enough room for all of it. So we stocked up so heavily. So
storage.
Yeah. Because we were also concerned about price increases.
Right.
So we, you know, we saw that, you know, it was coming down the line. And, you know, Torco did say that there was going to be a price increase. And there was at the first of the year. But I was worried because VP Fuels is another, you know, another brand. They said that they could expect 3 to 4 price increases this year.
Wow.
And they are already, you know, 25% higher than Torco. So I don't know what they're foreseeing, but I went ahead and just bit the bullet and bought a bunch.
Wow. So. It's amazing how that supply chain and then, of course, you know, the conflict, war, whatever you want to call it. I mean, talking about all the, you know, gas prices kind of like going up and stuff too, I'm like, what? I mean, that's a little quick. I mean, I think that's a little price gouging, you know, a little bit.
Reactionary.
Going on there. But I'm curious with the season starting to, you know, this week, we got some street strips coming up, you know, basically get some test and tune opportunities out there. With COVID and with the number of people that were, you know, doing stuff in the garage, I mean, you kind of expect to see, I mean, some car count increase and some of that?
I think so. Or maybe now that things are settling back and we'd be getting back to the old norm, if you will.
Right.
It may actually backpedal a little bit, you know, because now there's a lot more things out there people can do.
Right.
Because literally everything's open again. And we see the same thing in the trend of our business, you know, when there was nothing open and everybody was stuck at home, you know, furloughed or whatever.
They wouldn't get outside.
You know, people were, you know, working on their cars and stuff. Because we encouraged, hey, if you got to be quarantined, do it in your garage. You know, I said that from day one. And there was a lot of people that did that. A lot of my friends and stuff, you know, me and my buddy Mark, we did a stroker motor for his Cobra, you know, things like that. And because he was off for 2.5 months. And, you know, that's a long time to do nothing.
Yeah.
So, and to get paid for it.
Well, geez.
So, you know. Yeah. But anyway, we don't have to get into all that politics.
Yeah, Robert's not here, so you could, you know, throw him under the bus on that one. But,
right.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what this year has in store for us because last year was such a crazy world.
Right.
You know, upside down world, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just fortunate that we're here. We still have parts. It's nice when, like, some of my reps come into town and they're like, holy crap, you have parts.
Right.
I'm like, well, yeah, aren't I supposed to? He goes, no, you don't understand. Right. I go into other speed shops and their walls are bare.
Right.
And, you know, there's some things that we are having trouble getting. You know, there's some things that are backward for months. But, you know, for the most part, we're doing a pretty good job of keeping us in parts. And that can only benefit, you know, the car community here. So...
Well, and you have so many, you know, shiny, cool things,
yeah.
You know, like, you know, all the hoses and fittings and different colors. And we were talking about like a pink helmet or something last time you were here.
Right.
And all of that. And actually, that's one of those things that you never really think about until it, like, you know, jumps up on you. But replacing your belts. I mean, you know, 5 years on, you know, some of those. And
The harnesses are 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, they're every 2 years. It's kind of I don't know. Personally, I don't necessarily agree with the rule.
Right.
But, you know, they didn't ask me.
Right.
So that's kind of a problem. But we try to always make sure we have belts. And even when our supplier runs out, we go to off brands, you know, that are still good product, but they're not our personal choice. And yeah, we just do whatever we can to make sure we have the product that everybody needs.
Now, were you telling me about being able to recertify harness? Was that...
They used to do that, but okay. I don't know if it's as cost-effective as it used to be. So,
yeah.
I know RaceQuip doesn't do it anymore.
Well, but, I mean, they've actually come down on their prices, too. So,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, so that way, I mean, I hate living in a disposable economy. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
And,
but, you know, a lot of people will take and throw them on eBay or Facebook Marketplace and sell them to guys that don't need the certification, doing buggies or, you know, whatever.
Well, that's true.
So, but one thing I did want to touch on for
yeah.
the test and tune stuff is NHRA just changed their chassis rules.
Okay.
So cars that are like 2004 and newer now can run to 9 seconds flat.
Wow.
Without having a cage because of how much better built the cars are. You know, the government imposed new regulations on cars 2014 and newer. It's the A pillar and the B pillar, I believe, is what they mandated. And
okay.
with that change, NHRA and IHRA both feel that it's strong enough that they can now run in the 9 flat without having to have a chassis cert or a cage.
So for those of us that aren't good at math, 9 would be, what, 150?
Yeah, about that. Yeah,
about
you're talking probably, you know, 900 horsepower ballpark.
I can't believe this segment's over because I think we were just going to get into how, you know, what a good idea that
yeah.
is. So, except, I guess, you do have the idiots that are street racing. And so if you're gonna hit a bus, I mean, I guess you might as well have a good A-pillar.
Right, yeah, right. Or the bus needs a good A-pillar.
Right,
yeah.
Or not to have a bunch of junior high kids on it, right?
Right, hopefully not. But but if anyone has any questions about the new ruling,
yep.
Just give us a shout at Yearwood. Easiest way is 505-293-9190.
Yeah, hey, and people answer the phone there.
Yeah, I actually try to make sure we answer by the third ring.
That's
kind of my rule.
All right, well, hey, thank you for coming out this morning.
Well, of
course, then I know you're running over to the shop, so
yep.
if you were listening and you have some questions, then just give them a holler.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a while.
All right. Well, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to go out to Vegas. That's right. Going to go catch up with Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts and talk a little NASCAR. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Daniel Hemmer. You're listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is AJ Allmendinger, driver of the number 16 Chevy Camaro for College Racing. You are listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Wheel Estate. Here's David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And the liner there was A.J. Allmendinger. He's on the poll for today's Xfinity race. And so we're going to head out to Vegas and catch up with the RacingExperts.com and their illustrious leader, Dominic Aragon. How you doing this morning, Dom?
Hey, good morning, David. Greetings from sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. I will say, though, it's not as warm as it should be. I mean, we always escape New Mexico this time of year to come get some warmth. It's about the same over here, man. It's only like in the low 60s to the low 50s. It was cold getting into LaFosse tonight.
Well, and of course, the wind has been affecting the racers out there, but wind was just crazy here last night. So hopefully it'll calm down a little bit. But think about calming down. Last night's truck race saw Chandler Smith with the victory, but little contact from the defending champ and Kyle Busch. What was some of the conversation around the media center on that?
Well, I wasn't there for the truck race last night, but it kind of just followed along with everybody else and just kind of following through Twitter on the road. And what a crazy race last night for the truck series. And I think capping that off, too, you have Zane Smith getting disqualified after finishing second in the front row motorsports vehicle. Just a lot of fireworks with that race. Matt Crafton's 500th start in the truck series. Todd Bodine's return after a 9-year absence to the series. so many cool stories to follow in that truck race, but definitely a lot of controversy at the end of it as well.
Absolutely. Going to be probably a good race, maybe a little controversy today with Xfinity. But let's talk a little Cup. I mean, returning last weekend to California, missed it for a couple of years. And in kind of a way, you know, with Kyle Larson winning, it kind of seemed like a return to the past, even though the race didn't work out that way. What were your thoughts on Kyle Larson's victory out in California last week?
Yeah, you know, I think this new car has really shown that, well, there's a lot of parity right now in the Cup Series, and I think this is something fans have wanted and some NASCAR has wanted. I saw a stat from earlier this week, Dave, that showed that in the first two races, we had 19 different drivers that has scored a top 10 finish. The only driver that has scored a top 10 in both races is Eric Almirola. But when you look at how much over the first two races, we have that much parity with 19 drivers. You have to go back to 1973 for the last time that happened. And in the first two races, two different events, two different kinds of racetracks, 10 different drivers scoring top five finishes too. Now you want to talk about a diversity in the Cup Series and just seeing so many guys running up front that different than otherwise, and smaller teams running with bigger teams. Dave, I got to say, this is, and as long as I've been covering NASCAR and watching the sport, as long as I can remember how much parity there actually is in the Cup Series, it seems like we really do have a lot of evenness right now. And granted, your bigger teams are eventually going to get that edge, but it seems like as of right now, if you're learning a new car, you're learning alongside whether you're a rookie or a veteran of the sport, it's a really good time to be watching the Cup Series.
Well, and, you know, when you see Richard Childress racing, running as well as they have, it's really kind of cool to see that parity, if you will. I almost got to wonder if maybe everybody should be watching out for Tyler Reddick this weekend.
It wouldn't be out of question to do that. I mean, they're going to qualify today, and Reddick qualified well last week in California, but more importantly, won the first two stages. Led the most laps in that race, and barring a flat tire issue, was going to be a factor for that win. Montana. So, yeah, Richard Childress Racing is looking really, really strong. I got to say, too, Richard Petty Motorsports looks really strong.
Yes.
Eric Jones showed speed. Trackhouse Racing showed speed. A lot of teams, I don't think we're used to talking about this early in the year. I mean, there for a minute, Dave, it looks like we were going to have Dan Suarez in a first-time Cup Series winner last week.
Yeah, that would have been quite a victory. I mean, he actually put together quite a race to get that opportunity. It's been quite amazing. I don't know if you saw earlier this week, but on the Dale Jr. podcast, he had Al Unser Jr. on. Did you catch any of that?
I caught some clips, and I know they're really good about teasing the show, and they'll upload like a 15 to 20 minute clip here or there. And I did see the clip earlier this week that showed Al Unser Jr. kind of just talking about his journey after missing the Indianapolis 500 the year after he had won, and just kind of a spiral that had happened there with his life. And I got to say, I mean, it's really cool to see a New Mexican on that show, but even like more cool to just see how he really brought his wall down and just kind of opened up and shared his story. I know he does that in his book too, but Al had that really candid interview, and I look forward to seeing the rest of it. I got to ask you too, have you seen it?
I have saw parts of it. The interesting part is I've had those conversations with Al. One-on-one, he is very candid. He will open up and he'll talk about his experience, but this is the first time I've seen him open up like that. But the other thing I took away is Dale Jr. has gotten to be quite a good interviewer. I mean, I was really impressed because that was a very sensitive topic.
100%. I think over the years, Dale doing the show weekly and bringing on the variety of guests that he's had across the industry. You know, I've talked about this at length too off air, just how good he has gotten at that craft. You would have thought, if you were a NASCAR fan or knew anything about the sport, but you tune into this podcast, you think Dale Earnhardt Jr. was like this master interviewer, this really great journalist, because he has really picked up on those skills, and he knows how to get the best out of people across from him at that table, and some of the best conversations have just been so awesome to come out of that podcast, and I really feel like he's doing a really big favor, a really big service for the sport, because we're getting to see some of these guys past and present, newsmakers, and it's like a documented like book, if you will, like an audio book. So Dale and his company, Dirty Mo Media, I feel like they're doing a really big part of contributing and preserving a lot of that NASCAR history, and or not even NASCAR history, David, motorsports history.
Well, I completely agree. Just an interesting stat we were looking at with the IndyCar started at St. Pete's last weekend. Albuquerque was the number four market, which was actually viewing IndyCar. And of course, you know, I mean, at St. Pete's was like three, you know, and that's where the race was held. And I thought that was absolutely amazing. But likewise, NASCAR's had an increase in viewership, especially with this new car. I think a lot of people are intrigued by it.
I do too. And I remember reading, I think Adam Stern of the Sports Business Journal had said, even at the race at the Coliseum a few weeks ago, you had, I think, like 60% of people who had purchased a ticket for that race that had never been to a NASCAR race. And you looked in that sea of fans at that race, David, and it looked like they're non-typical NASCAR fans. They looked like everyday people, if you will, right? Just people like a mom and pop kind of thing. I just happened to show up to a NASCAR race. And I feel like the Coliseum race, I think, has a little bit to do with that. And I think we've been seeing the viewership trend up over the last couple of years. But yeah, NASCAR is in a really good spot right now, David. And I know we're quick to make a comment if we need to, but we're also quick to praise. And I think they're doing something right here with this new car. But I get it. They have their inventory issues. There's still a lot of bugs to work out. But I feel like between the new car, trying things outside of the box and trying different markets like they have, NASCAR is on to something.
Well, and I mean, of course, we just went through Wheelgate, right? So we're going to have to figure that out. But that's another part of that was a significant change to the sport. A lot of people were already caught up on, you know, the lug nuts. You know, I mean, how's it going to look with one lug nut? You know, of course, I'm glad not to have the whole, you know, lug nut conversation anyway about all of that. But the car looks sharp. I mean, standing next to it, man, did they knock it out of the park?
Oh, they have, and it's even louder in person, Dave. You have the way the exhaust works, where the pipes go up both sides of the car as opposed to the left side last year. And I'm telling you, you're out there at the racetrack, you need double hearing protection. It's so awesome if you're going to be out there for an extended amount of time. But just the sound of the vehicle, standing next to it, and just you look at it, and it's amazing. And honestly, you forget that the numbers have been moved forward once those cars hit the track. It's pretty cool.
That's fantastic. So tell us, how is the David Starr podcast been going?
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun with David on the show. We opened up the year with some big guests. We had Matt Crafton on, Stanton Barrett, and we've been taping once a week. And what are you really looking forward to this upcoming week? And I think it's a great segue here with the next-gen car. We're going to have Ronnie Johncox on of Technique Chassis, and they're the chassis provider for the next-gen vehicle. So we're going to have him on, I think, for a really good candid conversation and just kind of hear how they're going. And we've been in touch with him for a few weeks and trying to get him on our show. And I think it's just going to be a great behind the scenes insight as to what's going on with this next gen car. What are teams having to do? And just like, how does it look? How does that landscape look? So yeah, we try to bring a different perspective every week with different drivers, different team owners, different people and playmakers across the industry. I mean, it was cool, man. We had Jacques Villeneuve on the show.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with him. So Formula One champion, Indianapolis 500 champion, and Tyler Jones, our co-host on that, lined that one up. Yeah, that was one of our highest viewed shows to date. So yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. And kind of that same comparison with Dale Earnhardt Jr. along those lines. David Starr, in the last year that we've been doing the show, gosh, he is just so much fun to work with on this show. And he's able to pull so much info out of our guests, and he does it in a way like we're just sitting around drinking a cup of coffee and having a conversation. And David's having a lot of fun with the show too. And I know it's been kind of a rough start to his season here with the Xfinity Series, missing two races that he's tried to qualify for. So I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that on the show Tuesday, but we have a lot of fun. We have so much fun. It's just three guys that have a passion for this sport. And Dave, we've had you on. We'd love to have you back. We've had so much fun with all the different people in the industry. We had Jerry Jordan on, friend of this show, friend of our show, KickingTheTires.net, and had him on last Tuesday. So, yeah, we bring on a great variety, I think, of what we've got going there.
So where can people view the podcast?
Yeah, they can view the podcast on all major podcast platforms of Apple, Spotify, Google Play. It's called Let's Go Racing with David Starr. We also have a YouTube version, so if you want to watch along and see us mess around and have a little too much fun on camera, we're on YouTube at David Starr Podcast. And you can reach out to the show at davidstarrpodcast@gmail.com. We love to get interaction with the fans. We get some really cool fan interactive questions, and we ask those questions to David every week. So, yeah, we have a lot of fun with it, Dave. We do some giveaways and Yeah, we have a good time.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for coming on this morning, and go enjoy the races today and tomorrow.
Hey, sounds good, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That was Dominic Aragon with theracingexperts.com. You can check him out on the web and on social media. All right. On the other side, we're going to get to the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, let you know all the cool things that are going on today and this weekend. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Bubba Wallace. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver of number 22 Shell Penzo Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, Albuquerque, 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And we got to get into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. And didn't get to say good morning to you, RJ.
Morning, Dave. Good, pleasure to be here, man. Of course, of course.
And good morning to you, Dan. Thank you so much for waking up. Hey, let's get to the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Of course, Albuquerque Dragway season opener today with Street to Strip. Gates open at 11 o'clock. Let's roll on into Sandia Speedway. What's going on out there?
Yeah, so Sandia Speedway, so they're going to have their next event's going to be March 27th, where they're going to have the Albuquerque Super Lap Series going out there, where great practices and great events going on. And then also, well, their first event, it's not going to be a racing event, but they're also known they're going to have that awesome, the Sandia Speedway, the Lantern Fest is going to be out there, y'all. So that's actually March 12th, so that's next weekend. Where next weekend, they're going to have s'mores, fire pit, live music, jumpers, concessions, and face paintings. And, of course, right at dusk, you're going to see thousands of these amazing lanterns going up. It's an amazing sight to see, where individual tickets are still available. So go out and have some fun at Sandia Speedway with some beautiful sights before the great racing series come up.
Yeah, season opener on the Clay Oval, April 16th. They got some practices coming up, and, of course, March 20th. Is the final winter series race on the road course out there. Votto Speedway, special event for their season opener.
Yeah, so they're actually doing their season opener is going to be a military appreciation. It's going to be set today, Saturday, March 5th, with gates opening at 5, racing starts at 7:30. And I just love, they changed some of the racing, kind of like the categories, I should say. So it's going to be the Jackson Compaction 305 Wing Sprints, the Anthony Sosa Roofing Late Models, Hacienda Carpets and Tile B-Mods, the Johnstone Supply Super Trucks, and the S&H Automotive Pure Stocks, all racing today for the Military Appreciation Season Opener at Votto Speedway.
That's awesome to see new sponsors stepping up. Hey. I mean, quite a facility. Of course, later this month on a Tuesday, they're going to have the World of Outlaws, and we're going to shoot down there and bring you that event. Alien Speedway looks like they're also getting open today.
Yeah, Alien Speedway, I'm putting up their calendar as we speak. I mean, they have pretty much the first two events are going to be open practicing before their real open night. That's going to be the first weekend of April. But they're going to have an open practice for the third season. It's going to be today for all classes. So go out there and support some great events going on. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. Their racing starts. So Alien Speedway is just, you know, a little drives away, but some good racing all throughout New Mexico is coming up this week, y'all. So March is a good time for us here.
And there's a two-wheel practice out at Moriarty MX.
Yeah, so for Moriarty, it's their first major event where they're going to have round one of the Lucky 13 race series, which is going to be scheduled today. So it's going to be a two-day event, which practices are going to be today. Racing is going to be on Sunday. And then today they're also going to have their award ceremony. So it's the last of the local award ceremonies, which means, hey, the season's here, y'all. So go out and celebrate. And from two wheels, Moriarty, they really did change up their course, you could tell. And
yeah,
put so much new dirt and new different jumps and everything that you could put around there. And it's going to be some fun racing on two wheels.
Yeah, they've done a lot of good work out there. Car show starting next week. Are you serious? It's daylight savings time?
Yes,
next weekend?
Yeah, daylight saving.
Do we lose an hour or we gain an hour? No, that's bull. Yeah, exactly. We should just boycott it.
Yeah, be like Arizona. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, no, the daylight savings. So that's going to be March 12th, the daylight savings cruise. It's for 2022. It's the annual daylight saving cruise that will be held at Boreas once again. It's going to be at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. So it's going to be a fun late evening to good nighttime cruise that they have, where there's going to be no burnouts, no racing, or no sideshow stunts. I kind of like that they added that one. But no, just please leave the cruising to the cool rides out there. So whatever rides want to go join, there are going to be some cool ones you know out in that area.
Yep.
A bunch of low riders and old schools and all these great ones that you see out there. But hey, just go out and support and just enjoy the cruise, because guess what? Daylight savings is here, and like I said, March is here, guys.
Wow, and then, of course, March 19th, Feed New Mexico Kids Car Show.
Yeah, so, I mean, always support a great cause, and they've been doing this for quite a while, March 19th. It's at the Phillips & Sons, which is at 4101 the 4th Street on Northwest in Albuquerque, and all the donations are, it's a donation to entry, and all the donations are going to go to Feed New Mexico Kids, which, I mean, you can't beat an organization and
yep.
help kids like that that need help. But it's going to have, they're going to include lunches, they're going to be door prizes and raffles. Of course, people want to show out their cars, and it's March, it's going to be beautiful out there. I mean, we already see balloons around the corner and everything, so go out and support.
Well, it looks like we've got a small business cruise.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. When is that coming up?
Yeah, so this is going to be March 26th. So this is, they're actually, it's the Rec 66 Small Business Cruise. It's hosted by the Rec Custom CC. And they're actually going to meet up first at the Rust and Gold Coffee, which is a relatively newer shop that's on Eubank, right between Comanche and Montgomery. And pretty much they bring out the classic rides, support local small businesses. They're going to be cruising historic Route 66 through the East Mountains. So go see some amazing cars. They're going to have coffee, and then the end spot's going to have a little beer as well. And it's going to be at 11 a.m. They're going to depart at noon and then meet at the Rumor Brewing in Cedar Crest. So, I mean, a beautiful ride out there later in March, so only a few weeks away. But, hey, still go out and support some small businesses and a great cruise.
Yeah, that Rust is Gold Coffee. That's where they had the two-wheel, the motorcycle event. I think it was just even last week. But looking into April, looks like we got a 23rd annual main event car show and cruise. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's right around the corner. It's April 1st and 2nd. It's the 23rd annual main event car show and cruise. It's actually going to be at the Heritage Plaza in downtown Artesia. It's one of the biggest events that they have all year round, where it's going to be registration on Friday. They're going to have a cruise and parade on 6 p.m. on Saturday, and then they have a show on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So there's going to be plenty of great awards, a great fun times. There's going to be face paintings, food trucks, award ceremony, and just great time to go out there and support, where it's going to be a show and a cruise, and shoot, go out there and a parade in the middle of it. So go out and celebrate.
So Formula One's going to get started in a couple of weeks, March 18th through the 20th in Bahrain. Just to put things in perspective, Max Verstappen just signed an extension, $50 million a year.
Hey, he's 24 coming off his best season and a victory, so let it happen.
That's ridiculous. labor. We were arguing a little bit about MLB and what's going on with the labor there. I mean, that's a significant chunk of change. Next weekend, Gator Nationals, Gainesville, Florida, NHRA. That's already, you know, hopping. Of course, IndyCar got started last week. We'll see them again at Texas Motor Speedway March 20th. And once again, I mean, it just blew my mind to see that the New Mexico market for watching IndyCar, we're like, you know, fourth per capita. And you consider, I mean, that is just the legacy. And I think that we can attribute that to the Unser legacy. And I would say, hey, Google, go out there, Google the Dale Jr., download, go check out the podcast with Al Unser Jr. You know, it's just amazing interview. I was really taken aback knowing everything that they went through in 2021, losing Al Sr., losing Bobby Jr. It was a tough time on the family, but good to see. Al was looking good, probably best I'd seen him in a while, but hey, thank you, Dan behind the glass, Dan the science man, I guess we're going with now. And then, of course, RJ, thank you for everything you do. And we'll tune in next Saturday. We'll have a whole new show for you here on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.